This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey guys, it's Kayla Ewell from Directionally Challenged, a podcast about realigning your internal compass. New KFC chicken nuggets are finally here, and you have never had nuggets like these. All of the delicious KFC flavor you love in one amazing chicken nugget. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. Order new KFC fried chicken nuggets now, available at participating KFC near you. Guys, they're finger-licking good.
We're definitely going to forget to record at some point, by the way.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because I think we will.
Why? Because we normally do quick time as well as.
Yeah, it's making me nervous.
Oh, are you doing quick time?
Yeah. But I sort of get into the habit of doing quick time as well, because I know how awful it is when we think we haven't recorded.
Yeah, we're definitely recording.
Yeah, I just know that we're going to do it one day and just waste 20 minutes. I literally can't be bothered to do this if it's not recording.
But it is recording, though.
Yeah, it is recording. It's recording.
Yeah. I could use QuickTime, but it's just this weird background noise.
Oh, yeah. Go,
strange.
Okay. Anyway. How are you? You made it back.
Yeah.
How was the rest of the drive?
It was fine. Yeah. Yeah. Sort of overconfident in it.
Not changing the radio channel whilst overtaking.
Yeah. I feel like it's... I feel more vulnerable in it on... like country lanes and bends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's going around bends and roundabouts where you're like, fucking hell.
Is it because someone told you it's top heavy?
Yeah, well, yeah, I've heard that they topple over. They can do. But I made it back all right. Just parked out there with the whole, me and the rest of the family 10 minutes ago, we just sat in it. On the drive.
Do you know what? It's exactly what I was thinking about, because I thought, I remember my dad bringing a car home. Like, I think it's like he got a company car or something. And it was a fucking nuts. And we drove, and I was like, I wonder if your kids would have the same excitement, because there's obviously a lot more going on in the world now. You know what I mean? That, like, but we went fucking bananas.
Yeah.
We drove up to the Working Men's Club car park. I remember that. And then I remember getting out and looking at it.
What car was it?
It was a white Ford Cortina.
Oh, wow.
And
fucking hated those cars. I was talking to someone about Cortinas yesterday. I fucking hated them.
Well, it's a really happy memory for me.
yeah, sure. I want to have a look at them again. So would this have been sort of mid-80s?
No, I'd say, yeah, maybe like early 80s, maybe.
Right, I'm putting in 1983 Cortina. Yeah, that was shit.
No, they weren't.
Yeah. my caretaker had one. Cool caretaker had one.
All right. I'm not saying it was a particularly good company.
No, they did a job. What sort of car, if you were to compare to today?
Well, they're quite big.
Solid.
They're big and low rent, aren't they? They're
what are they?
What do you mean? Well, they're to compare. It's like a Ford. What's a Ford? What's a big shit Ford?
I'm Googling big shit Ford car, modern. See what comes up. Worst cars ever made. Yeah, it's sort of like a, oh, I don't know what it is. It's fine.
No, it's not.
I'm not shitting on your family or anything.
Well, it sounds
I just
like
had
it.
To say it. Because I was chatting to someone yesterday about Cortinas, just like, oh, God, I hated them.
Well, they like, I remember it like.
They're quite cool, actually.
I think they're probably considered quite cool now. They're probably.
You know what? It does look quite cool now. Yeah.
It would stand out. It'd be, you know, he'd be driving them now, about a 64-year-old man who's chubby, who's restored it. And you'd go, you look at that car and you go, fucking hell, that's cool. And then you see him and you go, a bit less cool now.
It feels like it's sort of American looking.
Yeah, it really is. Because the back bit's as long as the front bit.
I actually think it's good now. Now, well, looking at it now.
Well, weirdly, I thought it was good at the time.
Yeah, the old boot at the back's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we, like, I remember I remember parking at the outside the working room and then going in the front and doing that on the steering wheel for a bit, having a pull of the steering wheel. And then my brother went first, then I did. Doing that, and then that was then going home. And I remember it being about 7:30. That was exciting as well. Because we were outside at 7:30.
Fucking hell, my dad had a Capri.
Well, if we're being
check out the black Capri in 1983.
If we're being low rent. No, no offence, but it's more of a knobhead's car, a Capri. Fucking hell, you think he's Starsky and Hutch?
Yeah.
driving around Heathfield.
Don't, because in about 30 years' time, children are going to be podding about our cars. Oh, my dad bought a VW Scirocco in 1985.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, don't you?
VW Scirocco.
Scirocco.
VW.
Honestly, it had one of those. It had a tiny, what do you call it on the back?
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Not a spoiler.
Yeah.
No. Well,
they just came with them.
No, it did. Yeah, I know, but don't buy it then. You can't say, I've got it. Jesus, wet. It's like the DeLorean.
I honestly, when he brought that back, I was like, wow.
He did not have that.
He fucking did.
Oh, my God. Right, this is where, oh God, if we, right, well, if we're talking about car, my mum basically passed her test after going out with, mum and dad bought her a Renault 5, I think it's Renault 5 or, is it Renault 5? Obviously the standard joke was it comes with kangaroo petrol. No, was it Renault? Oh, it wasn't Renault 5. It was like a weird Renault that looked like a triangle shape.
Is that Renault 5? I'm looking at them.
Renault 5, about 1985.
Right.
No, it wasn't that. I need to ask my brother. But it was fucking shit. And
For all you youngsters out there, this is Chatterbix on August the 17th, talking about cars that are 70 years old.
God.
Rob will know.
Joe's currently texting his brother to ask him what car his mother had.
Well, the thing was, it was really shit. And for some reason, like, we moaned about it for 5 years. And then it broke down and they bought another one.
You just
one.
Sent that to me.
Oh, did I?
I'll answer it. What was Mum's Renault called? Was it a Renault 5? Fucking hell. Such a shit show podcast.
I got a text from Sean Walsh at 1 o'clock.
I did.
Did it wake you?
No, I got one a couple of times yesterday. What was it about? Terry?
The Terry Saunders F is incredible. Kevin McCarron, fuck me, Jay Sodikar. Like the nichest. I did think, who is this pod for?
Yeah.
One's going to know any of these people. No.
I remember when I used to listen to Mark Maron's back in the day. It felt like his pod was that all the time, just chatting about stuff. And I used to love it. Stand-ups you'd never heard of.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't mean... You're not going to turn off if you've not heard of Jay Sodikar, are you?
I've heard of the name Jay Sodikar. Who is he or she?
Even half of our pod haven't heard of him.
Jay Sodikar. Why are we bringing him up? I don't want to be laughing.
No, it's just like they don't know who they are.
Oh,
it's like,
I see,
it's
right.
It's like talking about your Auntie Pam for half an hour.
Well, we do.
I know, yeah. I suppose it makes absolutely no difference.
Yeah. Yeah. The best one that was mentioned on that pod that was Joseph Wilson when you said that.
Oh, yeah, I got a message about him.
It brought back such a memory of probably 2006.
Matt Early. Sit.
He did not too bad.
And I remember thinking, he's 19, he's got confidence and he's going to fly. Why am I?
And then he just stopped. It's weird, isn't it?
Mm.
He definitely made a splash.
Oh, he said, Matt Early said, Joseph Wilson, I still...
Matt Early?
Yeah, Matthew Early. Remember him? He used to do Brian Blessed.
Oh, fuck, he worked at the London Dungeons.
Did it?
Yeah, I took my boys around there once and he suddenly went, I'm sure he did.
Well, he's a friend of the pod.
Right.
Look, that's him. text him.
I hope that was him.
He loves a bit of chatter. Oh, Renault 12. Thank you, Rob.
Guys, this is like Harry Hill set. Just
bouncing about.
Yeah, all tying up at the end.
Yeah, look at that piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. Oh, they remind me of one of my teachers. God, that really reminds me of Mrs. Ballard.
I just remember Dad's joke was always, yeah, you've got a Renault 12, it comes with that kangaroo petrol. Oh, shut up, Brian.
God, that's Mrs. Ballard's car. Fuck.
And Mrs. Wilkinson's.
God, they loved the boot, didn't they?
Yeah, big old boot. And the back seat came off, which is if you break.
Do any cars have those?
I do always think, why don't they make cars look like that now? Because everyone loves a retro. Like, people love retro, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. God, I haven't seen that car since I was a kid. That's mad.
I know, they stopped making them pretty sharpish because they were terrible. But we had two of them. And I remember when the second one came with a tape recorder. That blew my mind.
God, you remember the Maestros?
Maestros, I'm terrible. What make of?
Well, I think it was the first car where it said, please close the door. It would talk to you.
First and last, I think. Cars don't steal.
Yeah, it's not like they're all doing it now.
I was like, no car does. Do you remember the very first car? And they all do it now.
Austin Maestro, please close the door.
I love the way you said it, like it's Bog standing on a fire. What are you on about?
Fuck, I'm sure it used to talk to you.
Those ones don't look like they'd talk.
It definitely did. The Austin Maestro would talk to you.
Please shut the door.
Please close the door. Talk, speak, voice.
This is like Top
Talking
Gear.
Dash. Here we go. Check this out.
She's in that A and
want
to save time on proofreading.
This isn't
Grammarly
it.
Grammarly makes editing
Talking about Grammarly. right, have a listen. Right, I'll go inside it.
Sounds like you're walking into the car.
Here we go.
Fuel used. Instantaneous fuel consumption. Average fuel consumption. Time.
It's weird because all cars do this now, don't they?
That is... Is that it? He was pressing buttons for that.
Average fuel consumption. Running low oil pressure.
It's like a fucking Radiohead album.
Running brakes require not charging.
Isn't it, Joe?
Yeah. I cannot name a Radiohead song. Can't do it. Nope. No, I know I should, but I'm just. I have agreed how good Radiohead are to people so many times, and Radiohead song comes on, I know what it is, but I just don't know that they sang it.
Yeah. Okay, back to the Maestro. yeah. So that Matt Ford tweeted.
Oh yeah, today, yeah. That
basically saying, don't bring babies into gigs because they disrupt the gig.
Mm.
Nothing wrong with that?
No, I know.
And the people, have you read the responses?
No, I haven't. No.
So he was trending.
No, over that.
Oh, God.
Over that.
Yeah. Oh, do you know how hard it is to be a parent who can't? Oh, shut up.
I did think, let's get some, when you said, let's get some traction, I went, yes.
Well, let's do it now and let's support him. And then if they turn against us, let's support them.
yeah, let's, even though it's not a major thing, let's make it a major thing.
Yeah.
Let's get on Shortle.
Right, so he tweeted, someone bought, God, they said 18,000 likes and anyway.
Oh, come on. You're
2,000 replies. Someone brought their baby to my show last night. Sadly, it derailed large parts of it because they wouldn't do the decent thing and just leave when it started crying. I get that it must be tough as a new parent, but please don't bring babies to adult shows. It's always a problem. That's fair enough.
Well, you know how hard stand up is. You know, if there's like someone coughs at the wrong point. It's really hard, isn't it? It's fucking hard.
So this first reply, good grief. Well, if I ever plan to come to a show, I certainly won't be any more. What an attitude to have. As a parent of two, I'd be feeling sorry for the parent of the crying baby. It's hard enough without this kind of attitude. Fucking hell.
I love that we're not being silent. It's so edgy.
To us?
Yeah.
Well, doing this pod?
Yeah.
Great, isn't it?
It's cool. We're saying the unsayable.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got the balls.
Yeah, yeah.
You think we did? We have. Well, David mainly has. I've stayed quiet.
It's just bizarre that you just can't go, yeah, fair enough, Matt. Yeah.
Honestly, I like when you sent that thing, because you made me laugh, and you put like, let's get some traction off it. I didn't give it another thought, his actual tweet.
No, it's really
I was shocked what people will, they're right, there's something I'm going to
someone wrote, sorry, Corbyn hater. Why would anyone want to see you anyway?
Maybe because he's pretty good at stand-up.
Oh,
fuck
God.
Off. Fuck off.
Oh, you felt like you needed to make it clear that you were supporting Matt then.
Yeah, I do.
No, you because don't need to.
I'm a nervous wreck.
I know you are.
And I hate the fact I said pretty good. I should have said excellent.
Bob Mills has got involved.
Has he?
Fucking comics these days just can't handle it. I remember the old days at the tunnel, loads of babies used to turn up. Chucking rusks about. We just dealt with it. Dear. Oh, hello. I've just received a text. Ooh.
I'll send.
Oh, right.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, right. I
really annoyed me. Really. It's a separate tweet.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Isn't that awful?
Oh.
I just went, oh, you prat.
Oh.
Oh, I hope. Isn't that knobbish?
It's really deflated me.
What? Oh, sorry.
No, just. Oh, why'd you have to write that?
Pathetic, isn't it? And if Matt sees that, he'd be like, oh. Oh. And frustrating for the listener.
Okay, let's chat about this. Not that. Let's just chat about babies in nightclubs. Comedy clubs.
I have to admit, it would be like fucking it. It's something like that distracting people. You just go, "Well, it's game over," isn't it?
Well, as a parent. If I stayed in the room with one of my boys crying, then
why would you stay?
Exactly. I would immediately apologize and go out the room.
Yeah, no, but and then no one would have a problem, would they?
No, not at all. I was just thinking, like, what's her thought process in just remaining there and letting her
for the whole hour? I'm guessing.
Oh, you can just imagine what they're like. And to read that tweet off the back of, oh my God.
What, the one I just showed you?
Yeah.
I know. Well, also, people have a pile on, don't they?
I remember doing a gig once and a 10-year-old, I've told you, I think the whole family were there. And I was just doing my set and a part of my set isn't, you know.
Hmm.
Like a child shouldn't be looking at it.
No.
But it's all I had to fill the 20 minutes, and the boy started crying. I felt awful.
But I don't mean...
Hey guys, it's Kayla Ewell from Directionally Challenged, a podcast about realigning your internal compass. New KFC chicken nuggets are finally here, and you have never had nuggets like these. All of the delicious KFC flavor you love in one amazing chicken nugget. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. Order new Kentucky Fried Chicken nuggets, now available at participating KFC near you. Guys, they're finger-licking good.
10-year-old should be in your show.
No, exactly. I mean, this is a bit different, but...
But Dan Atkinson, do you remember Dan Atkinson, the compere?
Yeah.
He had a... Because basically, right, if you don't know much about stand-up, if an audience sees, like, a young person in the audience, they get tense, don't they? The people around...
Say
you're an audience of about 60, yeah. And you see, like, a 13-year-old boy or girl...
God, 12 yeah.
Year, you go, oh no, because if you're sort of normal, you just go, I don't want them, I'm not comfortable if there's someone swearing or whatever.
Yeah.
And Dan Atkinson used to do this amazing thing that would relax the whole audience. And he used to go, he goes, oh, you know, you come with your mum and dad, how old are you? 12. He goes, look, there's a, you know, it's an adult show. You're gonna going to hit my head if you hear some bad words, but I'll be honest, it's your parents' fault because they're the cunts that brought you.
Really?
Yeah, I get a massive laugh, and everyone has heard the child hear the worst word they could possibly hear.
I still feel a bit...
Ugh. Well, it worked for the gig, though.
Oh, I'm sure it did, but suddenly being...
But like the... Like,
no, the parents shouldn't have bought the child.
No.
But this is different, isn't it, to a crying baby?
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, stand-up is there's so many factors that can really derail a gig, can't it?
What are you taking a baby into a club for at probably 9:30, 10 o'clock at night anyway?
Well, let's find out what time is Matt Ford's show on?
Oh, is it Edinburgh? Sorry, it's probably in the afternoon, isn't it?
It might be.
Yeah.
But it's all... Clowns to listen to me, hold on.
It's not even a conversation.
Why does it say the fucking time? No, it kind of doesn't matter because Edinburgh is like this, it's an adult show, isn't it? And he said his show is an adult show. I don't know how the fucking are you from the time. Anyway, it doesn't matter because it's Edinburgh's sort of. Do you know what I mean? The day show doesn't mean a child show, does it? 14 plus guideline, whatever.
I remember, I think when I did Edinburgh, I remember a couple coming in with a pram and a boat, and I'm sure that baby started crying, and she just got up and took it out.
Yeah, it's fine. I says here, babies in arms policies, baby not require a ticket. Okay, so that's on the thing, but you just go out,
just do the decent thing as a parent, and just in a sense of I deserve to sit here with my baby and ruin the show. This is Chatterbox on the 17th of August,
probably going out on about the 28th, so this will no longer be relevant.
I'm most depressed by the tweet you've just sent me.
I know, I saw that and I was like, can I quite like liked the chap who wrote it. I was like, what's the point of that?
You know, yeah.
Well, it's just getting under the skin of stuff, aren't we?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they're right and I'm wrong. I don't know. Fucking hell. Yeah, let all the babies come.
I think Bob Mills is the funniest thing there.
Yeah.
The Tunnel Club.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, well. Hopefully we get a little backlash.
I was just thinking things. Don't know what I was thinking.
It's, do you know what I think immediately, which I hate, is like the fact I go, oh God, like if you weigh in on something like that, you go, oh God, what the hassle. I've got to a point in my life where I just want to keep my head under the parapet.
Well, whereas in your 30s, you were.
Oh no, I wasn't, but I didn't matter then. But like, I was like, oh, fucking hell. So I really like Matt Ford, and I was like, that sounds shitty to me.
That's what I thought. That's why I wrote the thing, just to...
Yeah. And I was like, hold on, he's just had a really tough night. Edinburgh's really fucking tough, and he's just had a really tough night, which could have been resolved really, really quickly if someone had just gone, I'm really sorry. And he'd gone, Matt would have gone, oh, that's absolutely right, don't worry about it, you know, bye. Oh, come tomorrow or whatever, you know, whatever. But what actually happened was he had a really tough night, and you're like,
yeah, felt emotional, and then tweeted something about parenting, which is obviously gonna.
And then 2,000 people replied. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it's
mental.
I guess he was just hoping or expecting people to go, absolutely, just absolutely won't bring the baby.
Yeah, was he thinking God. That?
It's the middle of Edinburgh and stressed and yeah.
It really is, isn't it? Just over the hump.
And then to jump on the back of that and go, kind of.
What that other person?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, God.
I know.
Hey.
What? What?
I'm trying not to feel the need to fill the silence.
Oh, right.
And it's making me blush.
I was thinking, I wish I hadn't spoken about this tweet now.
Is that what you're thinking?
Oh, I'm just bored. Well, why do I feel the need to talk about it? Who cares? Everyone's mad.
I know, but it was relevant today, even though this is going out in 2 weeks. So this is doubly pointless.
Yeah. God, David, it is, Joe, isn't it?
David and Joe, get into heart of the issues that were 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, God. Just, oh, I don't know.
I think all our pods end like this now. Well, okay.
It reminds me of when I did a gig in Exeter on tour. It was completely different, but oh, I just had, like, to the side of me, like 4 or 5 Derek fans.
Oh, man. And they just...
And they were just shouting out. I think it's just like catchphrase. Oh, my yeah. God, I was so pissed off. And then I just ended the show early, like 15 minutes early.
Mm.
Just went, oh, no, I'm going. I don't know why I'm saying that. Hello?
I did a charity gig at Comedia a few months ago. And as I came out, 3 people put like masks of my face on.
Oh my God.
And I saw it.
Oh my God.
And obviously completely ignored it. Like,
did they sit there with them on all through the set?
I think.
Do you know what? They're probably Chatter Biscuits.
And I loved it.
Right. What did you think? You came out, you saw 3 cardboard cutouts of your face. What was your first thought?
My first thought, honestly, was, oh, fucking hell.
Why?
Like, because I thought that's like, it's really distracting. And it's like, I don't know what I'm meant to do with that.
But more, I want to hear more of your first thought when you saw them.
All right, let me think. Came out, I saw them, and I went, right. I tell you, right, thinking about it, I went, right, ignore that. I'm not, because you know.
Why?
Because
they want attention.
Yeah, because I'll go down a rabbit hole of fucking them wearing their masks. And I was like, oh, fucking hell. And I think a bit of me was like, oh, I don't need this. You know, like that.
Why? Because they're big fans of yours.
I know.
I'm just wondering why you don't go, oh, that's nice.
Well, because I'm not a nice person.
No, I'd feel the same. I'd just feel like...
I think it's my bit of my Achilles heel is like, I don't know.
Is it that you wouldn't do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling bad now because when you said they're probably, I was like, oh, I know they're supporting me in a, oh, I feel terrible. It's like support, but in a way that's not helpful.
They're people you wouldn't hang out with.
Well, look, with the Derek fans, they obviously loved your character in Derek, right?
Right, but they're prats.
God, you're good at cutting through, aren't you? I think, yeah.
Yeah, but they're shouting out in a club, so I immediately go, oh, I can't stand. Do you know what? So I cut together an episode from 2 days ago, the Beach Bomber episode.
The original Beach Bomber, or not the one
with you then texting Petra and...
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So I cut together that a couple of days ago, and I thought, because it's quite angsty. I thought, oh, I might put like this music on just to give it tension all the way through and then put on Whitney Houston at the end. So I thought, never put music on our podcast, rarely put any kind of bed on. I thought I'll play it all through the sort of coming in and out and then at the end just play Whitney Houston. Got this morning. David, if you're reading this, please don't put a music bed under the podcasts. It's so irritating. Just some polite feedback for you. Oh,
Jesus, what?
That is a so. Get out of my fucking life.
It's so. It's so deflating, isn't it? In a shit, where you just go, oh.
It makes me go, oh, one of our listeners is a prat.
I know, it's what I mean. You just go, well, why?
Why? If you didn't like it, a normal person would just go, oh, there's hardly any on, so I'll just, I just won't say anything and, you know.
No, and it, fine. Like, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's none of my business, if I'm honest. I don't make it. And I'll do is if the next one, if the next few got it, I won't listen.
Yeah, I just won't listen to it again.
It just irritates me. Yeah. Or, God, it's not my place to text him or email him. I mean, no, it's not my place at all. No.
Just find it so rude. Find it so rude.
It is mental. Fucking hell.
So those people sat on the front row.
Oh, about, yep.
I guess they were making the night about them.
Yeah, that's what it is. And you just go,
rather than about you.
I can't win.
They were making it about them by wearing masks of you,
whereas I'm the real deal.
God, how much of that is true?
And thanks for listening. Good night. Oh, God, please, no more unpicking.
Do you know what? I think my initial reaction would be, if I had that, I'd come out. Do you know, I had it once at Brian Gittins, four people dressed up with the wigs, and it was really nice because it was the last show ever.
Oh, I remember that. I think I was there.
Right, so it's quite. It was really lovely.
It was in keeping, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like, we've been coming for 5 years.
Yeah.
And I remember, I saw a photo of it, and you had a photo of it.
So if I came out and saw that, well, first of all, I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah, I was.
And then I'd be like, oh, you're not judging the night correctly. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I'd be friends with you. Oh, you're one of those people.
I think because they wanted interaction. Do you know what I mean? That's the.
God, they might be listening to this.
I know, and I'm sorry, but that's how I felt. It's fine. It's not fine.
And they didn't take it off.
I think they might have done halfway through, which makes you feel sick because they probably had to go.
That must have been hilarious. They were slowly taking it off. Getting nothing. Were they on the front row?
Yeah, like on the front, yeah. Right on the front. Well, she hadn't said that.
You just didn't even acknowledge what they were doing.
No.
God, that's rude.
No, don't say that.
It's really unplayful.
Oh, God. Why are you
going to be mad? We're going to be funny. Under my rules.
Then the minimum he will do as a polite human.
I like that you come out and you're really sort of mad and surreal and silly and funny.
No, but if
someone does it back. No, I'm the same though. Oh, don't. I think it's because you hate what you do.
100%.
So they're just putting a mirror up.
Yes. Look at you, Look at you, you cock. This is what we see. I don't like what you see. Fucking hell. How's this about?
I love the idea of you going to see like one of your favourite comedians like Sean Locke. You'd worn his mask, just sat on the front.
And then slowly had to take it off.
Like, who are your favourite comics?
Sean Locke.
Yeah, who else?
Sean Locke, I would say Harry Hill, I would say Billy.
Can you imagine sitting on the front of a Harry Hill show wearing his face?
I probably would have done at one point.
Would you?
No.
I just hate myself quite a lot at the moment.
I cannot imagine going, oh, he's coming on, put it on, put it on, put it on.
I can't imagine encouraging two other people to come with me.
Yeah, because... he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Where is it? Possibly mine, possibly mine. then just
keep it on, keep it on, keep it on. He hasn't seen. He's seen. Oh, he's ploughing on.
God, they would have chatted about that post gig.
Oh,
what do you think they would have said? Fucking hell, he didn't say anything. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? What's his problem?
Just having a fucking laugh.
Oh, just having God. A laugh. It's a comedy club, isn't it? Yeah, I've heard he's a bit like, have you heard Chattermix? No, I haven't. Oh, he's a bit up and down on that.
There's a lot going on. He's just, I
think. He gives off this vibe that he's chilled.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's just, I just don't believe him.
I thought because he wore that sort of, you know, out of shape suit and those, I thought he just sort of laid back with his trainers and stuff.
No, that's the thing, that's the act. It's the way he is about it is brutal. It's brutal.
Well, he's quite ambitious, I think.
Oh, well, David makes that very clear as much as he can.
No, I'm with you. I can't think of any comic coming on stage who would enjoy that.
No, because I just go, I want to see them not fucking derail it. Oh, God, I feel sick.
Yeah, because you would, yeah, so you would have to go, oh, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, as soon as you, basically, if you give them an inch, they'll take a yard.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Like, and also, like, I guess, like, people like who compare and stuff, they do, you know, they do that or whatever, don't they? Sort of. And deal with it, whatever. But I'm like, I don't want it.
Yeah, because as soon as you go, ah, ha, ha, look at that, oh, they got masks of me, and yeah. Then throughout your set, they'd feel like they're your mate.
Yeah. And there's
chatting.
And be, yeah, don't know. You'd just be wary, wouldn't you?
You'd be really wary.
Going, okay, how do I? Because like compares do that thing, don't they, where they have to sort of put people in their place. And it's, I used to like the value of it now, you sort of go, oh, it's really good, like going, okay, pack that in.
Yeah.
So you don't, but I don't know how to do that. But people that can do it, it's fucking great for the other acts, isn't it? Because then they've just got like an empty stage and an audience listening.
It's funny how comedians just need everyone to just be quiet and just...
Oh, it's horrible. This is the worst thing to talk about, because you go, why you, mate? Why you, out of these 100 people, is it you? Why you?
Oh, that's all. Yeah, well, because...
especially in the beginning, why do you think you should do it?
God, I used to go, when I didn't do comedy, I used to go into clubs with that sort of, not that attitude, but come on then. Why was I like that? Won't make me laugh then, fella.
Because deep down you thought you could do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas if you're...
Yeah, deep down I wanted to do it and they were doing what I wanted to do.
Yeah. And if you're just...
Not deep down at all.
Just under the surface. But like, if I listen, not to bring up music because I'll just be ridiculed. But if I like a song, I'm not thinking about any of how it's made or why they're doing it. I'm just bobbing along to it.
And then I hate that. I remember going to watch a gig at the comedian, the MC. I won't mention his name. It wasn't Stephen Grant.
I gathered that because you.
Oh right, but I was with Mike. And the MC stopped the whole night and just looked over at Mike and went, fucking hell, you look like you want to stab me. And Mike was just like that all night.
Oh, God.
I've got to send you who it was.
Oh God! You... Oh my God! What did Mike say?
He was just like, no.
I'm so excited to see who this is. Oh, really?
Hey, Mike's really annoyed. Really annoyed.
Hey guys, it's Kayla Ewell from Directionally Challenged, a podcast about realigning your internal compass. New KFC chicken nuggets are finally here, and you have never had nuggets like these. All of the delicious KFC flavor you love in one amazing chicken nugget. 100% white meat, hand-breaded in KFC's original recipe. Order new Kentucky Fried Chicken nuggets, now available at participating KFC near you. Guys, they're finger-licking good.